Tonight we'll continue on and wrap up some of the halachas of brachos on besamim. We're up to Siv Gimel in Reish Yud Zayin. The Mechaber says, Mugmar shemegamrim bo es hakelim, eim evarchin alav. Mugmar is they used to burn besamim under utensils to give them a good smell. So then those utensils you don't make a bracha. The mugmar you don't make a bracha on, as well as we're going to see the utensils as well. Fishalo nasa l'riach ba'atzmo shel mugmar el kadei liten riach bekelim. And we learned previously that the only thing that you make a bracha on is if the intention was that it be made for reach. So over here, the mugmar is not made for the intention with the intention for meriach. V'chein hamiriach bekelim shein mugmarim ein mevarich l'fish ein ikar el reach below ikar. And the same applies in regards to the kalim themselves. If you smell those kalim, so then also you don't make a bracha, because it's reach below ikar. So this we made reference to last night, when we said that when it comes to perfume, that the bracha barim mina besam, if a person smells it, tehev hana, so that will only apply if the perfume is still there. If it's an object that already had the scent, so then in such a case, that would be considered ein ikar. So if a person also was wearing it, so then in such a case as well, one would not make the bracha. Halacha dala, there are a few types of besamim that because they're negative, we don't make a bracha on them. Besamim shel erva, if besamim that's worn by an erva doesn't necessarily mean a bad woman. An erva could be someone who is usher to the man. So then in such a case also, one does not make a bracha on it. Kegon, kupa shel besamim tali b'tzavara, if there's perfume that's hanging, in those days they used to wear the perfumes weren't a spray scent, but rather what was done is that it was hanging on the neck. Ochez biyado pia eim evarch lefish. Why? Why can't you? Lefi, so it's something along the lines of a gzeira of chazal. Lefi she asur l'riach b'ashem yavol de hergel v'neshiko kiruv basa. We don't want that individual to come close to that erva. The Shari Tshuva, the Mishnah Berurah mentions the end of Sifkatan Tezayin. There's the Gadlus of Rav Miller, and whenever he says in any halachas, anytime there's a Mishnah Berurah anywhere that talks about these halachas, he almost always makes reference to. So when we learned these halachas of the Harchakos of Nida, so he mentioned this Mishnah Berurah, even though it doesn't appear in Hilchos Nida. And that is that even though a man would be allowed to make a bracha on the perfume, it provided that was Ikar, which we pointed out doesn't usually exist. But in a case it would be Ikar on the Isha, nevertheless, the halacha would say that he would not make the bracha on his wife, the besam on his wife, because he's not supposed to smell the besam on his wife for when she is a nida. Hence, the custom, this Rav Miller didn't say, I would just add, hence the custom that some have, that when a woman is a nida, that she would not wear a perfume altogether, because the husband is not supposed to be meriach from ishto nida. One could discuss whether everybody agrees with this Shari Tshuva, but at the end of the day, this is the standard psak in terms of the Mishnah Berurah at the end of Sifkan Tezayin. Says that filu b'sam shel ishtay nida aser lahariach. Of course, the Mechaber says Sifhei, but the same applies of kal v'chomer to b'sam l'avodas chalim. B'sam shel avodas chalim ein varchal lefen shel aser lahariach b'hem. You're not allowed to smell the b'sam of avodas zara. Today there was something silly in the news that there was some delegation that went to the Pope, and okay, so you have to do a shtadlus. Somebody got a mishigas in their head. Such silliness. I think I know that there was another delegation that had gone with Arabs, and they made lebedik and a lot of achva and reyus. They wanted to. So the same. I think it might have been the same group. They brought along a couple singers and they sang a nigun in front of the Pope. You take a look at your smartphones. Take a look on the news, and they start singing and dancing in front of the Pope. Hashem Yirachem. I'm sure they didn't realize it. Just echad varim et gal galuba. That's terrible. That's mamish terrible. I'm sure it started off as a shlichus leman tov as Yisrael. But you have to be so careful in front of avodah zarah. You have to be so careful. They wanted to show that there was a certain level of even fraternity or brotherhood. That's important, but But when you're playing with Avodah Zarah, you have to be pachad pachad. A couple of well-known people from America. Okay, Hashem Yirachem. Tov says a mechaber mesiba shol dechavim ein varchal apsam shalom the stam mesibasan laavodas kochavim hayohol echutz lachrach veireach reach tov imrov yirov dechavim ein varich from rov yisrael mevarich. So if you go into a goyish city, you're not even allowed to make a bracha lest this be besavim. And here they're dancing in front Hashem Yirachem. I can't believe I'm even saying this. I almost fell out of my chair when I saw it. Sivches. Nisarev reach and varchan love bereach she'em varchan love holchin achar harov. If there's a reach that's mixed with a something that you don't make a bracha, then in such a case you follow the rov. That of course follows on the heels of that comes from Rav Yisrael. Then in such a case you make a bracha. Here we move on to new set of halachas. In Reish Yud Zayin we have brachos on Nisan. This is a beautiful simon. Says the mechaber, Rav Mokum Shonasim Bo Nisan LiYisrael. If you see a place that Nisim were done LiYisrael, Kigon Ma'baras Hayom, this is a Mishnah in Brachas and Daf Nun Dalid, like the place that we crossed over at Kriyas Yamsuf, Umabras Hayarde. Oh, so don't we go rafting on the Jordan? You ever went with the kids? It's nice. You go rafting on the Jordan. So maybe you should make a bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us Sha'asan Linais B'makom Hazeh. We're going to discuss the Yirsa eventually. The exact Yirsa, do you make a bracha? So halacha lemaisa, we don't. The mefarshim say the bear halacha and kigon mabros spells this out. Halacha lemaisa, we don't make on the Yarden today because we really don't know where we traversed the Yarden. So it needs to be in that place. Hence, we don't make that bracha. To which it was asked for Reb Chaim Kanievsky and Rav Yashiv. What would one say in regards to the Yamsuf? It's the same issue. The Be'er Halacha says Yamsuf, we don't know exactly where Passover. What happens if you're flying over and see the Yamsuf from the Suez until one side to the end, one place to the end? So here there is a Diyun. Here the Dershu quotes that I think it was one of the Sephardic posts from Gerber. Ben Sion Abishol said that if that you would be able to make a bracha even b'shem of malchus, because you definitely saw makom shenasa bo hanes. However, Rav Yashiv and his son-in-law held that one should not make the bracha, because at the end of the day, you need to know the area that the nes took place. So, yeah, it's not enough just to see the whole area. Maybe if you saw the whole area and you're able to pinpoint where it was, then you would. But you have to know where the nes took place. The whole Red Sea is not going to be enough. Along the lines of the Chayodim also says that you need to stand. The Chayodim says that you need to stand in the place that the nes took place. So the Chayodim is of the opinion, according to the Chayodim, you got to be there. If you're not there, then you're not going to make the bracha. Also, Mabros Nachle Arnon, that the Gemara describes, that we passed over Arnon, that our enemies, the Mishnah Berurah spells out, of Katan Gimel, were there to ambush us, and Kadosh Baruch Hu made a nace, and he crushed the mountains over them, Ve'alvne al-Gabish al-Beis Charon, that there, Tarmi Yoshua, Avon came down in Shemayim, Ve'evin Shebikesh Oglik Zorokes Yisrael. By the way, it's probably here. One of them is here. It's Tel Azeka, right? So you got to figure out which stone. How are you going to figure that out? So ve'evin, that's why we don't make a bracha on that. Ve'evin, shiyashav ala Moshe beis melchemes amalek. Rav Nemetzel told me from Rav Zholti that it's dafka that evin, not the area of melchemes amalek, but where Moshe Rabbeinu sat. That there's something specific about that. Rav Zholti was ma'arich about the gashmius of the milchama and the ruchnius of the milchama, and the bracha over here is on the ruchnius of the milchama. V'chomas Yericho, and the place where Yericho's walls came down, mevarech sha'asa nisim lavoseinu b'makom hazeh. I told you the girsa is an issue. It's not the bracha that we make sha'asa li b'makom hazeh, but here it's lavoseinu b'makom hazeh. Interestingly, here Rav Nemetzel Shlita told me something that I don't know if is so well known in his name. That Rav Nemetzel believes that we know today where that area is. They had taken him to Yericho, and Rav Nemetzel was convinced that we know where that area of where the walls of Yeshua came down. And he said he personally made the bracha on that area of Shasa Nisin Lavasem Makom Azeh, he made that bracha. The only time this applies is a nes that is to all of Klai Yisrael. Nation Nasa Laksas Yisrael continues in the Mechar Mesif Beis. Kozman Shalom Nasa Chol Yisrael Ruban Rafil Nasa Laksas Shvatim Eim Evarchim Lav. We're going to see, of course, that the other bracha that I alluded to, She Asali Nes Makom Hazeh, or Asa Nes La'avi Makom Hazeh, is a different halacha. But the Eis, She Nes La'avi Seinu, that applies for everybody.